Regardless of what time zone you're in,
regardless,
it's YouthCast time, and I'm Molly Adams. File this week's piece under Advice I Never Thought I'd Need: How to Be an Iraqi Refugee in Syria. From hiding your macho Iraqi accent, to being frugal, to finding the best Iraqi food to eat in Syria, this how-to has advice that any homesick person could use and take solace in. 20-year-old Fuad and 17-year-old Ahmed are from Baghdad. A few years ago, they fled the violence in Iraq with their families and settled in Syria, along with about 1.5 million other Iraqis. The two joined the Iraqi Student Project, an American organization that helps young Iraqis get into American colleges. As part of a writing class in that program, Fuad and Ahmed put together an audio survival guide for Iraqis living in Syria. This is How to Be a Refugee in Syria, from Fuad and Ahmed. This piece originally aired on the World Vision Report.
The dialect will probably be the first thing you notice when you leave Iraq. Yes, they are speaking Arabic, but it's different than the Iraqi Arabic you know. For example, you are used to saying, "Hi, how are you?" like this.
Marhaba, shalom. شخباركم. شخباركم.
But in Syria, you will hear this.
مرحبا يا بي. شلونك؟ شو أخبارك؟ شو عم تساوي اليوم؟
Hear that? Not only are the words totally different, but you also have to give up your deep, macho Baghdad tone for that flowing Syrian melody.
But why do I have to give up my own dialect? It's my own language. The Syrians can't understand me anyway, right?
Well, the problem is that the first Iraqis to come here to Syria after the US invasion were very rich, and they came to buy a lot of property in Syria. This gave the Syrians the impression that all Iraqis were rich and ready to be exploited. So now, if you go to a store and ask about how much something costs like this, instead of like this, then you will get ripped off and charge double the price of, or even more. This can happen anywhere, in taxis, at the grocers, and especially renting an apartment. So if you want to save some money or apply for a job, you might want to learn the Syrian dialect. Tip number 2. It's time to move on.
Have you left your home? Do you find yourself comparing what you had in Iraq with what you now have in Syria?
I miss my room now. I miss my study desk. Where
I remember in Baghdad we used to go out in our car with my family.
I used to watch the whole view of Baghdad from my balcony because we had an apartment.
It was a big garden with many flowers and trees and a swing that I used to sleep on sometimes. So, I mean, I can't have these things here in Syria.
Do you have no job and do nothing all day? Do you spend all your time thinking about the fate of your country?
My parents spend a lot of time watching the Iraqi news on TV, and sometimes they spend 6 or 7 hours a day. And I think,
if that's the case, our advice to you is to move on. The fact is, life goes on. Being in another country doesn't mean that's the end of the world. After all, you're not alone. So don't take it personally and find yourself something to do. Tip number 3. Be frugal.
You're now paying for rent, bills, food, and you haven't found a job yet. So try to be frugal and spend your money wisely on just your essential needs. Here are some new ideas to keep your expenses low.
Make new friends. Being a refugee is a great opportunity to meet your new neighbors. It may not be easy at first, but with a little smile and a kind greeting, you'll gradually win people's respect.
But how does that save me any money?
Well, there's the trick. Good friends can give you advice about where to go to find the best markets with the cheapest prices. Besides that, it's always good to have some local friends you can trust. Plus, you might even get invited for lunch and save your daily sandwich money.
Another idea is live in the suburbs. You may think that most refugees live in tent cities, but in Syria, most of us live in the suburbs.
Ah, the suburbs. I'm picturing a big house, green grass all around.
I'm sorry, but no. The vast suburbs of Damascus are nothing but one cinder block building after another.
Oh.
But it's not so bad. In these suburbs, rent is cheap, and food is cheaper than in the center of the city. Plus, these neighborhoods are full of other Iraqis, so you won't be alone.
Last of all, don't get sick. Medicines and hospital bills end up being some of the biggest expenses for Iraqis here, so watch out.
A bottle of headache pills?
100 lira.
Visit to the doctor?
500 lira.
An operation?
10,000 lira. So our advice about getting sick? Just don't do it.
Don't even think about it. Tip number 4. Eat to remember.
It's certain that you are going to miss the good old Iraqi food. You need to eat some of it, even if you're out of your country. You are lucky to be in Syria because there are those suburbs of Damascus which are full of Iraqi restaurants.
But I thought we said to be frugal.
Well, it's not always cheap, but from time to time it's worth treating yourself. If only so you don't forget. So if you want to eat the grilled, greasy, hot and delicious lamb meat called gus, stuffed in the big and freshly baked samoun bread, you can now find it in the suburb of Jarmana. And then there's masgouf.
Masgouf is a huge freshwater fish from Tigris, roasted over an open fire. It is put on the middle of the table where 4 or 5 people sit around and dig in with their hands.
I know here in Syria you can no longer sit on the banks of the Tigris with your family like in our beloved country. You must miss the big, flame-grilled and lovely masgouf as much as you miss those Iraqi outings. So don't worry, your nostalgia has ended. You can go to Sayyida Zainab and finally order that great meal. Yeah, I remember eating masgouf by the river, watching the boats, feeling the breeze from the river, and seeing the lights reflections, talking and chatting with my family.
Exactly. What makes masgouf most delicious is the family gathering, laughing and chatting. Those were great days.
But wait, I thought that we said it was unhealthy to live in the past.
Well, it's good to find a balance. You want to move on, as well as remember your country.
Yeah. And you need to know that we're all returning to our country, God willing. But it's not today, and it's not tomorrow. So until that day comes, you gotta live your life.
That was How to Be a Refugee in Syria, from Fuad and Ahmed of the Iraqi Student Project. This piece originally aired on the World Vision Report. So that's it for this YouthCast. If you like what you heard, you should log on to the internet and check out youthcast.org. You can poke around on there, clicking the links, listening to old episodes, and discovering internet audio gold. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.